Afghanistan is a war zone, not a tourist destination. That's precisely why Linda Sartor went there. A longtime peace activist, the Santa Rosa woman made her trip to Kabul last year as an exercise in citizen diplomacy, part of a delegation organized by Voices for Creative Nonviolence.
That trip was about raising my own awareness, getting to know the people over there and having them get to know a U.S. American citizen who cares, and then coming back with some of my experience, try to give people a sense of what life is like there right now.
One of the highlights of her visit, Sartor recalls, was getting acquainted with a group of like-minded young people, the Afghan Youth Peace Volunteers.
Young folks who are studying with a doctor from Singapore. He's been teaching these young people about Gandhi's teachings, and they are standing for nonviolent solutions in Afghanistan.
But in contrast to that youthful activism, Sartor found some very different sentiments among Afghans of her own generation.
There's so much fear in the people who lived through the Taliban days and the civil war before the Taliban took control after the Soviets left. Those days have left really deep scars. That's one of the things I noticed was a split between the elders and youth who we were spending time with. The elders think the youth are naive because they didn't live through those days. They don't have those pictures.
Consequently, she also found mixed views toward the ongoing military presence there.
The life expectancy recently went down from age 45 to 42. But the older adults will say that life is better now, especially for women. It feels safer. It's more normalized in places like Kabul, especially. And they don't want the U.S. and NATO forces to withdraw.
Except for a single day's outing, the visiting Americans stayed in the Afghan capital, away from the continuing outbreaks of fighting that can erupt with little warning across much of the countryside. But that was enough for Sartor to see how little of the aid from the West is actually getting to the people who most need it.
They're very impoverished, and very little of any aid that gets sent, whether it's through organizations or through the government. There's so much corruption in Afghanistan that common people see very little relief.
Acknowledging that her visit afforded only glimpses into the lives and situations of the people she met while in Afghanistan, Sartor nonetheless has returned with a set of three strongly felt conclusions about what should happen there.
One of them is that somehow I think it's really important to end civilian deaths caused by the U.S. and NATO forces, and not so much immediate withdrawal, but responsible withdrawal. The third thing was to get in touch and stay in touch with Afghan Youth Peace Volunteers. Four times a year, they do a 24-hour Skype phone call, and they're on the line to answer people's questions about life in Afghanistan. They do it on the solstices and the equinoxes.
But Sartor says she's going to keep in touch more than quarterly.
Over and over again, I heard them say that one thing that we can do is just stay in touch with them, because people from all over the world in touch with them gives them encouragement to continue doing what they're doing.
The best way to do that is online at OurJourneyToSmile.com. They're on Facebook, too. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.